Okay, and what about plural of that? Is more than one?
Feet.
They have four.
Feet.
Or would you say four hoofs or four hooves?
Your feet. Four
feet. Yeah, not four hooves. Foot. Not hooves or hoofs.
Horse feathers.
Gee, okay. I'm gonna have to get out of here. I'm a little bit down.
Okay.
George Blanche, I'll say you. I'm glad.
I'm nice to meet you.
All right. Same here. I gotta go back.
Okay.
See you, pal.
How about that thing on a wagon that goes from one wheel to the other?
That's axle.
Okay. And now, in sawing wood, did you ever have a thing, an X frame?
Yeah.
What'd you call that?
Wood frames.
Okay. Did you ever call that a saw buck?
Sawhorse.
A sawhorse. Now, yeah. Sawhorse different? Is that the A-frame or the X-frame?
It was X-frame.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about, was there ever used an A-frame?
No, can't recall.
I was thinking like in carpentry work, you know, where you have two of these things and you might put a board across the two.
Yeah. Well, that's used for scaffolding, I think, and something to stand on. But, in sawing wood, the cross.
Okay. How about...
Phone in for you.
How about a thing you used, you'd use to sharpen a razor?
A strap.
All right, and a thing you'd put in a different kinds of ammunition.
Oh, powder and wadding and crimp.
In a rifle now, they call it a what?
In a rifle, they call it a bullet.
The whole the bullet would be the lead.
That's the part that leaves the impact.
You guys wanted to call the whole thing though a cartridge?
A cartridge, yes. Yeah.
And then I want to ask about some different kinds of homemade things that kids played on. A thing that would go up and down like this.
It's a sawhorse or that would be called a sawhorse.
Did you ever hear that called a ridey horse?
Yeah.
What's that?
Same thing.
Would you say it?
Same thing.
Yeah.
Like a
yeah. Is a what?
Well, all I know is just put on balance and go up and down and be a seesaw.
Okay. The ridey horse though isn't too common.
No, I never. Okay.
Did you ever have anything where they'd have it attached at either end like this, and the kid would sit in the middle and bounce up and down?
Well, in the modern equipment, I forget what they call them. I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Say something like a joggling board or something like that. How about a thing where you'd drive a peg down in the ground and you put a board out there and the kids would go around
really. Oh, that's flying jenny.
Okay. And how about a thing that might hang down from a tree?
Swing.
Alright. When kids are on this thing that goes up back and forth like this, what would you say they were doing?
Oh, just driving down.
Okay.
It's the same thing I think.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, did you ever burn coal?
A little bit, yes.
What would you call that thing that you might have go out to the coal pile and get a amount of coal to put in the stove?
Not a coal bucket.
Okay. And the stovepipe. Well, I want to ask you about that, but the thing that goes in the stove outside is called the what?
All right,
and now how about the thing that attaches on that goes to the chimney?
Deckhead.
The deckhead. Is that the same as the flue?
Oh, yes, well, it serves the same purpose. The flue is usually built out of brick or clay material, but they usually have that deckhead, or some people call it collars, that goes around the pipe. Keep from touching any wood or anything, cause fire. And the flue is